Green Powertrain Technologies. New impetus for eco-friendly cars. Energy is an issue that affects us all. According to current estimates, exploitable reserves of fossil fuels such as oil and natural gas will only last for another few decades. And that means rising prices, an effect that we are already beginning to feel today. With natural resources becoming scarcer, saving energy has become a top priority.
We're reaching the end much faster than we think. In the future, we will have to meet a tenfold increase in demand by the world population with one-tenth of the materials and energy, and that's the real challenge.
Professor Raimund Neugebauer summarizes the issue. He is the director of the Fraunhofer Institute for Machine Tools and Forming Technology in Chemnitz and Dresden, and the coordinator of the Fraunhofer frontline theme, Green Powertrain Technologies. Scientists from seven Fraunhofer institutes are working on reducing the energy consumption of the powertrain and its main components, from the engine to the wheels.
The aim of our research on green powertrain technologies is to make manufacturing processes in the automotive industry more energy efficient and environmentally compatible, while at the same time improving certain aspects of the construction of the vehicles themselves that will make them more eco-friendly to run.
Emphasis is given to the engine, because it will take at least another 15 to 20 years before the internal combustion engine, as we know it, can be replaced by alternatives such as the fuel cell engine. Meanwhile, other types of internal combustion engine will also be designed, fueled by hydrogen, for example. These engines will also have mechanical transmission elements, so innovations in today's engines can be applied to models of the future. In addition to a low-energy engine, researchers are working on developing lightweight transmissions and driveshafts. Lighter cars save fuel.
In order to reduce the acceleration resistance and lower the environmental impact at that point, we've been examining lightweight construction, lightweight transmissions, lightweight engines, lightweight driveshafts and lightweight bodies too. And we're also working with technologies that allow us to design surfaces during production that result in far less friction in the automobile than today.
This research has several aims. One is to reduce the amount of material and energy utilized during production. The other is to make cars that use less fuel on the road, pollute less, and require less servicing. The researchers have joined with partners in industry to test a variety of lightweight materials. Coatings and surface structures have been developed that reduce friction between components in the engine, for example, like the camshaft, the intake and exhaust valves, the pistons, the piston rod, and the crankshaft. Low friction means reducing energy loss caused by adverse sources of friction. But when it comes to saving energy, the scientists have been thinking a stage further, namely from the automobile to the whole factory.
We have other projects underway which are concerned with the creation of entirely new philosophies and even structures for the factories of the future. The aim is that within a few decades, there will be factories that are entirely self-sufficient in energy. Their basic energy supply will come from renewable sources. And thanks to extremely efficient energy conversion processes, their actual energy needs will be brought down to an unprecedented low level. All energy losses will be collected and channeled back into the loop.
These visionary concepts, technologies and materials will not only make a much-needed contribution to climate protection, they will also help the German automobile industry to maintain its leading position in the international market.